Welcome to Word Mission Church International Podcast. Now the Word with Paul Mensah Wood.
Oh, I'm so full of good stuff. This week was good. I had an interesting experience this week. I was talking to someone that I've known for several years, and I just assumed that they were Christians because they went to church. And it's dangerous. Don't assume. And so we started talking. We started on a different subject, and then we ended up talking about God. And I've known this person for several years because they said they go to church. It's like I thought they're saved, but once we started talking, I realized that they don't have a personal relationship with Jesus. They started talking about the fact that they believe in God, and this is not my message, but you will run into people like that. It may help somebody today as well. They started talking about the fact that they believe in God. Do you know that the devils also believe in God? It says they believe in God and they tremble. In James chapter 2, verse 19, he talks about that. In James chapter 2, he says the devils believe also in God and they tremble. You can believe in God, and then the other one that he said, as he believes in the higher power, you can believe in God and still not be saved. Think about it. The devils also believe in God. Believing in God is not the issue. They believe in God and they tremble. That hasn't saved any devil yesterday and won't save any devil eternally. Believe in God. So, and then I started explaining to him the plan of redemption. I mean, why do I need to be saved? You need to be saved because in the beginning, when God created Adam and Eve, he created them perfectly. And then in Genesis chapter 3, the devil came and deceived them, and then they died. They didn't die physically, they died spiritually. They were separated from God. And so anybody that comes into the world, Jesus talks about the fact that he that comes into the world, he's the one that lights up everyone that comes into the world. And by Romans chapter 7, talks about the fact that Apostle Paul, he explained it this way. He says, I was alive without the law once, but then the commandment came and sin revived and I died. That's why he needed to be born again. So everyone goes through that process at some point. You die spiritually, you are dead spiritually. And then Jesus, speaking to Nicodemus in John chapter 3, talks about the fact that you must be born again. You must be born again. Born why? From a physical standpoint, you're already born. You must be born again from a spiritual standpoint. What does that mean? Born from death to life, shifting and translating from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. So I explained it to him, and I was like, no matter, and he says, I go to church. I do all these good things. I said, that doesn't touch the core issue. Going to church won't save you. Receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior will. Why do you have to make him Lord and Savior? It's very simple. It's because Satan has been your Lord. Satan has been your spiritual father. He is the one that has been over you. So by saying, confessing Jesus Christ as Lord, what you are saying is, I'm changing lordship. And Romans chapter 10, verse 9, 10 talks about the fact that whoever shall believe in their heart that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead and will confess with their mouth Jesus as Lord will be saved. What are you doing? You are confessing before heaven, before earth, and before all of Satan and his courts that from today, from this moment, I am changing lordship. That is why people must be born again. So I explained, going to church won't solve it. Believing in God won't solve it. Doing all the good works hasn't touched the spiritual nature of man, which has that doesn't have the life of God in it. And he saw it and said, what must I do to be born again? And I explained to him also that there is heaven and there's hell. People don't go to hell primarily for what they've done. They go to hell primarily for who they are. They have the nature of death, the nature of the enemy, which is death. And the Bible talks about the fact that the devil already has been judged. So they are going there because they have chosen to reject God's gift and God's gift, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. That is why they end up there. The Bible said that God did not create hell for man. He created hell for the devil and his angels. So anybody who has that nature of death in them, if they don't accept the gift of the Lord Jesus Christ, that is why they go there. There are laws governing this thing. So when I explained it to him, he saw it. And as it happened, later on in the day, he experienced someone passed away in his external family. And he said, can you say a prayer for these people? And what will happen to that person? He said, God was trying to reach him. What will happen to this person just passed away? I said, if they got to a point in their life where they made that confession, then we know that they are going to heaven. If they didn't, then they are going to hell. It's just that simple. But he got it. He got it. He got it. And don't assume people around you are saved. I was trembling when he said, I believe in God. And he's not saved. I started trembling. Like, oh, I've known you for all these years. And I just assumed. Don't do that. I shared a story the other day of someone who had worked with somebody for several years. And he heard somebody speaking like this and like about heaven and hell and all these things. And then he accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. But after the service, he took a hold of his friend and he was almost angry at him. You knew all this and I've been working with you and you have not told me. I would have worked with you and you have told me and I've ended up in hell. Don't take it for granted. Don't take it for granted. Okay, that's just something for you to think about and something for you to share with others. Believing in God won't solve it. Going to church won't do it. You must be born again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then we also know, last week we looked at obedience. We looked at obeying God and what that has for us. And then you can always catch up on the website and on the podcast past messages as well. But this morning, we also know that to obey God, it has to come out of love. And then we also know that, for us to live a successful Christian life, we have to walk by faith and not by sight. You see, it's not believing that God can do, but it is believing that God will do for me now the things I need to happen in my life. And then it's also, anybody can be changed by faith. Anybody can be transformed by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and in what he has done. And then start walking and learning what faith is and begin to walk by that. You see, the quality of our life is a function of our faith in God. Several times in the Bible, he talks about the just shall live by faith. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4. Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 4. The just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. And it's repeated several times in several places in the Bible. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 4. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Behold, his soul is puffed up. It is not upright within him. But the righteous shall live by his faith. But the righteous shall live by his faith. But the righteous shall live by his faith. For us to live a successful Christian life, for us to live a life and fulfill all that God wants us to do, we have to walk by faith and not by sight. The same thing is repeated in Romans chapter 1, verse 17. Thank you, Father. Verse 16 says that, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jews first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith. That is how we live. That is how we walk. That is how we live. The righteous shall live by faith. Thank you, Father. The righteous shall live by faith. Faith is how we walk as Christians. Galatians chapter 3, verse 11. Thank you, Father. Galatians 3:11. It says, now it is evident that no one is justified before God by the law. For the righteous shall live by faith. And let's all say it this morning. The righteous shall live by faith. Hallelujah. The righteous shall live by faith. And then Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. Thank you, Father. Hebrews 10, 38. But my righteous one shall live by faith. My righteous one shall live by faith. My righteous one shall live by faith. That is how we live. That is how we walk. That is our lifestyle. That is how we live. Live by faith in God and live by speaking the word of God. That is how we live. Everything in the kingdom of God works by faith. That is how we live. We are saved by faith. We are saved by faith. We know that. We are saved by faith. We are saved by faith. And this gift is not of ourselves. It is of God. We are saved by faith. We are healed by faith. We receive by faith. That's how we, it is primary in the kingdom of God. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. We are saved through faith. You see, one thing you have to realize that the Bible says that in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word shall be established. He said it in Habakkuk. He said it in all these verses, the just shall live by faith. And verse 8 says that, for by grace, Ephesians 2, for by grace you have been saved through faith. It is not your own doing, it is the gift of God. God gave you faith to be saved. That is how you are saved. That is how you come into the kingdom of God. And then we are healed also by faith. That's how we receive healing. God, whether you realize it or not, God has provided healing for us in the word of God. To the woman with the issue of blood, he told her that your faith has made you whole. Your faith has made you whole. Mark chapter 5, verse 34. Thank you, Lord. Your faith has made you whole. Your faith will make you whole in every area of your life as well. Mark 5, 34. Thank you, Father. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease. Faith in God and in his power and in his love will make you whole as well. So we receive healing also by faith. Thank you, Father. All things are possible to him that believe. All things are possible if we believe. If we believe the word of God, all things are possible. All things are possible. Mark chapter 9, verse 23. I'm just giving you the appetizer. Mark 9, 23. And Jesus said to him, if you can, all things are possible for one who believes. How many things are possible? All things. All means all. All means all. A few things. No, he says all things are possible to him that believes. Thank you, Father. All things. And then also in life, it is also going to be according to your faith. According to your faith. In that same account, several times, Jesus Christ said, let it be unto you according to your faith. Let it be unto you according to your faith. Matthew chapter 9, verse 29. Matthew 9, 29. Thank you, Father. These were blind people that came to Jesus. Then he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it done for you. It is going to be done for you according to your faith. according to your faith. Nothing is impossible. All things are possible to him that believes. Lazarus was dead and in the grave for 4 days. Jesus said, if I told you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God. Oh, he said, Father, I thank you that you've heard me. And he went to the tomb of Lazarus and said, Lazarus, come out. No matter the circumstances of your life, how dead it looks, how bad it looks, it is not impossible if you will lift up your eyes to God and believe. No matter how messed up a life is, I've not gone too far for God to touch them, for God to reach you. No matter what you may be going through, nothing is impossible if you will believe. Oh, somebody say hallelujah. The visitation of Sarah, she received by faith is how she received. Oh, she was old, the husband was old, but by faith she received. Nothing has gone too far for God to touch. Absolutely nothing has gone too far for God to touch. Hebrews chapter 11. Thank you, Father. By faith is how we receive. Hebrews 11. Verse 11. Thank you, Father. Oh, glory. By faith, Sarah herself received power to conceive, even when she was past the age, since she considered him faithful who had promise. By faith, Sarah received. By faith is how you receive. By faith is how you receive. They believed what God has said despite their age and despite the contrary circumstances. By faith, Sarah received. By faith, Sarah received. So we have seen that we receive by faith. We have seen that everything is possible when we believe. Everything works by faith. But the thing is, faith, the quality of our faith is also a function of love. A function of love. Galatians chapter 5, verse 6. Galatians chapter 5, verse 6. Notice, it says, for in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision counts for anything, but only faith working through love. So by a simple, the quality of our faith is dependent on the quality of our love. Of our love for God. So by straight equation, let's get into equations. If faith is how things we receive, if faith is how we receive in the kingdom of God, and he's saying that faith works by love, then it just equates also that for us to our faith to work, we have to walk in love. Our love for God, our believing in the love of God for us is one thing, and then our love for God is how our faith will work in every area. So whether in every area of our lives, it says faith working through love. Faith working by love. That is how faith works. By love. By maintaining a quality walk with God and by maintaining our love for God. The things that we'll begin to see in our life. You see, God first loved us first. We don't have to, He loved us first. But the thing is, for us to walk in the fullness and receive all that we ask for us, number one, we're going to have to believe in His love for us. And not only that, walk and love Him with all our being. Love Him with our everything. With our everything, with our heart, with our very lives. Say, God, I love you. You love me first. You gave your very best to me, and so I give you my very best. I give you my life. I give you my all. take my life and do something with it. Take my life and glorify yourself. You see, you have never seen anybody who loves God and walks in the love of God is headed for the best that God has. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. Thank you, Lord. Oh, are you ready for this? Thank you, Lord. My Lord and my God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Remember, faith works by love. Oh, he says, but as it is written, what no eye has seen, no ear has heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him. Glory be to God. You have never seen the quality of people who love God, who love the Lord and serve him with their everything, who have said that our lives are dedicated to you. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, nor the heart of man imagine what God has prepared. Oh, for those who love him. What God has laid up for those who love him. God has a great plan for your life. God has a magnificent plan for your life. Oh, but as your love for him, he has prepared for those who love him. My Lord and my God, these things, verse 10 says that God has revealed to us through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. Oh, when you love God above everything else, he begins to give you glimpses of what he has laid up. You see, everybody in the Bible that made it were people that loved the Lord. They were people that loved the Lord. Faith does not work in isolation. Faith works by love. Faith works by love. Oh, as you are listening to this morning, I believe that your time for a change has come. If that's you, say amen. Amen. You see, when you walk in love, there is divine protection in there. There is divine protection in there. There is divine protection in there. Psalm 91, verse 14. There is divine protection in there as well. Psalm 91, verse 14. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Psalm 91. Oh, I love this. Thank you, Father. Oh, because he holds fast to me in love, I will deliver him. I will protect him because he knows my name. What does it start with? He holds fast to me in love. Verse 15, when he calls to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. It doesn't say he will not have trouble. Oh, sure, we have troubles down here. But thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. When he calls to me, I will answer him. Because he holds fast to me in love, I will deliver him. I will protect him. Those are very strong words. Because he holds fast to me in love. Because he holds fast to me in love. Oh, he will see my protection. He will see my deliverance. He will see me in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. But it starts with love. It starts with love. Oh, we are the apple of his eye. And as we continue to walk in love for him, as we continue to love him with our very all, makes all the difference. It makes all the difference. Sometimes in the Bible, he says that we are his bride. We are his bride. The first lady of any nation doesn't have to be concerned about their security. Because they are married, to the president of the nation. That is, in a sense, that is what he's saying. Because he holds fast to me in love. I will protect him. I will protect him. 1,000 may fall on his side and 10,000 on the other side, but it will not come nigh you. I will protect him. All these things may be going on, but I will protect him. Thank you, Father. When 9/11 happened, some people were protected. Some people heard a voice that day, don't go into work that day, and they didn't go into work. Some people were in their way and they had something happened and they had to go somewhere else. God was protecting his loved ones. That's what he's saying. I will deliver him. I will protect him. It's in there. It's in there. Oh, God will protect you. God will protect you. Because he loves me, I will deliver him. Oh, that's what happened to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in Daniel. Oh, remember that story. The king said, I have set up a golden image. Bow down to it or I will throw you into the fire. These Hebrew children said, oh, we know the God that we serve. We love him and we will not bow down to any image. Oh, even if you throw us in, even if he doesn't deliver us, we will not bow. And in life, anybody that decides not to bow doesn't bear. They didn't burn in the fire. They threw them in the fire. Oh, but the king said, I see somebody else. I see the Son of God with you in the fire. If you don't bow, you won't burn. We love our God so much that we refuse to bow. We will not bow. They told Daniel that you cannot pray in this land for a certain number of days. Daniel said, forget it. Oh, he opened the window and went there 3 times a day like he was used to. There is no way I'm going to live without talking to the one that I love. Throw me in the lion's den, I don't care. Daniel even didn't pray when he went in the lion's den to be delivered. Because he has set his love on God, he was delivered. The love of God was paramount with him. Hallelujah. I pray that from today, your love for God will be greater than anything else. Oh, Daniel, what happened to, in the case of Daniel, he was promoted in the land. In the case of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the king said, everybody must serve their God. If there is somebody that can deliver like this, oh, everyone should serve their God. I pray this morning in the name of Jesus, as you make a commitment that you will love God, you will serve him. May people begin to see the deliverances of God in your life and ask, what makes the difference? I will follow you to serve your God. If that's you, say a big amen. Oh, glory be to God, my Lord and my God. Hallelujah. Oh, Daniel said, I will pray unto my God like before. You see, when you love God, it's easy to read the Bible. It's easy to pray. It's easy to come out to fellowship. It's easy to get. It's just all out of love for him. And you know what also that happened? I love that. He that dwells in love dwells in God and God in him. That's what happened. That's why the fire couldn't get him. 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. Remember faith working through love. 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. Oh, glory. My Lord and my God. I feel like running around this building. Oh, 1 John 4:16, notice this. So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love. God is love. God is love. abides in God, and God abides in him. Oh, glory. You have entered the realm of love. You are dwelling in God, and God dwells in you. Oh, no wonder he said, I will deliver him and protect him. You have entered into another realm, walking in love. Believe the love that he has for you, and then love God, because he that dwells in love abides in God, and God abides in him. God is love. When we walk in love, we are abiding in God, and God abides in us. Verse 17, by this is love perfected with us, so that we may have boldness or confidence for the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Oh, glory. You are abiding in love. You believe in the love of God, but not only that, you love God and choose to stay in that place. No matter what anybody does to you, you say, no, I refuse to be offended. I refuse to be offended. I choose to stay in love. I choose the love of God, that we may have confidence for the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Oh, my Lord. As he is love, so his love is in our heart. His love has been shed abroad in our heart. His love has been given to us so that we can love him and love other people as well. But then the thing is, we now God is love. Nowhere would you find any, God is described as God, a God of love. God is love. So when we walk in love, we are walking in God. We abide in God. That will be, the enemy will not even attempt to get in that area. You are abiding in God. You are abiding in God. You are abiding in God. You are abiding in, it is the love of God that gives value to our faith. Is the love of God that gives value. See, when you believe, number one, in his love, it is easy for you just to receive of his love. And then when you walk in that love as well, man, nothing else matters. Nothing else matters except God becomes the reason for your living. The reason for your living. You see, all the law, all the prophets, all those things from the Old Testament, it hangs on the love of God. Matthew chapter 22, verse 36. When you see somebody that loves God, when you love God, you are on your way. Matthew chapter 22, 36 to 40. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory. Oh, I love him. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. He says, teacher, what is the greatest commandment in the law? And he said to them, notice this, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Notice verse 40. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. Loving God is the first one. Notice, loving God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Oh, my Lord. That's what I decided to do at a very young age. Lord, I will love you. Lord, with my everything. I only have one life. Take my life and take out of my life and get the maximum that you can get out of a life. Love God with all your heart, all the laws, all the prophet, all the laws, all the prophet hung on this law. It hangs on this law. It hangs on the law of love. No longer he said faith works by love. It all, the law of faith hangs on love. Glory be to God. It is the most important. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Oh, everything, it hangs on the law. It hangs on the law. And when you begin to walk in that love for God, you are on your way. You are on your way. You are on your way. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Glory be to God. He asked Peter one time. He says, Peter, do you love me more than this fish? Peter said, you know that I love you. You know that I love you. And if I do, thank you. If you love me, Jesus said, then feed my lamb. Feed my sheep. Prove your love for me by feeding my sheep. Love is revealed in words and in actions. It's revealed in words and in action. Our love for God is revealed in words and in action. Thank you, Father. The Apostle Paul put it this way. For me to live is Christ. For me to live is Christ. If I am living, then Christ has an opportunity in my life to demonstrate his love and to reach other people. Now, for me to live is Christ. That is my primary reason for living. He also said, I am crucified with Christ. I am crucified with Christ. It is no longer I living, but God living in me, manifesting his life, manifesting his glory. Oh, no wonder he shook his generation with the power of God, with the power of the love of God. He said, I die daily. What shall separate me from the love of Christ? Nothing, 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 nothing will separate me from the love of Christ. He is the only reason for my existence. I pray this morning in the name of Jesus, we will all come to that place and say, Lord, I don't want to live my life the way I want it. Your will is my will. What you want is what I want. Hallelujah. Nothing shall separate us from the love of Christ. And oh, my Lord, it was said of Paul, is that the gods have come to us in the likeness of man. He was dwelling in love and dwelling in God. Wherever he went, God went with him. Wherever you go, he goes with you as well. Thank you, Father. What God wants is our hearts, is our love and total devotion to him, is our love. And if we know the value of doing that, we will run to do it. We will run to do it. We will run to do it. Anybody that has made it in the kingdom of God has been somebody that loved the Lord, that loved the Lord, that loved the Lord. Proverbs chapter 23 verse 26. Thank you, Lord. Are you getting this? I'm going through all these scriptures for us to see it. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. It says, my son or my daughter, give me your heart. Give me your heart or your love. And let your eyes observe my ways. My son, give me your heart. My daughter, give me your heart. My son, give me your heart. My son, give me your heart. My son, give me your heart. David was one that loved the Lord. David loved the Lord. David loved the Lord. And even when he was at the backside of the desert, the love of God found him. Because he loved God, he ended up a ruler over the nation of the whole nation of Israel. And Jesus is the son of David. And God told David that your throne will be forever. Your throne will be forever. And right now Jesus in Revelation says, I have the key of David. Loving God sets you up for eternity. Not only down here, but for eternity you are set. Hallelujah. Oh, we have to settle this love question. Where is our affection? Our affection and our love. My son, give me your heart. My son or daughter, give me your heart. If you know the value of giving me your love and loving me, you will run to do it. You see, sometimes people that we have to encourage to serve God, they are not ready. But we endeavor to help people. But the thing is, once you get a revelation of this, you will just run to him and say, I give you my all. I give you my all. God looks through the earth looking for the ones that love him, looking for the ones whose hearts are perfect towards him. The other translation puts it, 2 Chronicles chapter 16. Thank you, Father. You are set for a change. Thank you, Father. Glory be to the name of the Lord. 2 Chronicles 16, verse 9. Oh, my Lord. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to give support to those whose heart is blameless toward him. God searches through the air. He's scanning the air. Oh, may God find you in the mighty name of Jesus. May God find you. May God find you. May God find you. It is, David was at the backside of the wilderness. He was just taking care of sheep. But God found him. God was looking through the earth. God was looking through the earth. And he found one that loved him. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, as you endeavor to seek God and say, God, I love you. I will do whatever you tell me to do. May he take you give you the maximum, the very best that he can for anybody. It is wisdom to love God and to serve him. It is wisdom to love him and to serve him. And to serve him. That is the master key to life. That is the catalyst of our destiny, of our very life. When we are filled with his love, it flows to everybody around us. Are you ready for this? And all things work together for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Romans, chapter 8, verse 28. My Lord and my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. And we know. Notice all these verses. We know. That means it's not something that we are not sure about. We know. We know. I love that. That is positive. That is confident. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called according to his purpose. Joshua, before he left, said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I don't know what you people are deciding to do, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Oh, when we love God, all things things work together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. From today, as we make a determination that God will be first with us, God will be first with us, we will love him with our everything. I pray everything begins to work together in our lives, at our workplace, that job situation, in every area of our lives, in our finances, in our health, in Jesus' mighty name. May everything begin to work together for our advantage. If that's you, say amen. Amen. Oh, may everything begin to work together for our advantage. May it begin to work together for our advantage. It is the master key. It is the master key. It is the secret. No wonder he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, Matthew 6:33. And all, you see, when it comes to love, it's all. When it comes to love, it's all. All things work together for good. All the laws and the prophets hang on there. All these things will be added to you when you see God, when you love him. When it comes to love, it is all. Oh, and may everything begin to work to your advantage for beginning from today. As you make a commitment to love God and to serve him. Oh, like I said, that's what I decided to do. That's what I've decided to do. And the more that we seek him, Lord, what are you saying to me? Lord, what do you want me to do? Lord, you reveal it to me, I will do it. It gets brighter and brighter and brighter. Oh, it says all things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. That love question has to be settled. That love question has to be settled. But the way I can see some of your eyes, I'm getting this thing. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I can see the earnestness. And as you make that choice, you are headed for the top. You are headed for God's best. Oh, everything that is not working, may it begin to work in the mighty name of Jesus. For your good. God is a good God. He's not a wicked father. He is a good God. He has good plan for you. Today, it may appear that like David, you are the backside of the wilderness. It may appear that you have been forgotten. But no, God doesn't forget. Those who love him, it will work out together for their good. If that's you, say a big amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Like we were looking for a place just for to do church. Somebody out of the blue called us. Are you looking for a place to do church? The place found us. It was working for our good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It was working for our good. Oh, he says that when we sow his seeds into the kingdom of God, we rise up day and night. We don't know how. But one day, the blade comes, then the ear, then the full corn, and it's harvest time. It's harvest time. It's harvest time. It's harvest time. Your due season is coming. Your due season, it says, do not be weary in doing good, for in due season you will reap if you do not faint. May everything begin to work to your advantage. Everything that is not working, may it begin to work as we seek God first and love him with our very all. If that's you, say a big amen. Amen. Oh, let's pray. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father. The love question has to be settled. Has to be settled. Has to be settled. All these examples. Oh, this morning I see people who are earnest, thirsting after God, hungry for the very best that God has to offer. That God has to offer. Lift up your voice to God this morning. Talk to God this morning. Make a fresh commitment. Lord, oh, I've seen this morning, faith works by love. Faith is how we receive, but it takes love, works through love, works by love. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, lift up your voice to God this morning. Lord, I love you. from the bottom of my heart, I will live for you. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I know you can make it right. I know you can fix it. I know, oh Lord, that you have a plan for my life. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. It's easy to obey. It is easy to do it. He says his commandments are not grievous. When his commandments are not too hard. Love makes all this possible. Thank you, Father. Glory. Talk to God this morning. Talk to God. I know. Talk to God. All things work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose. My son, my daughter, give me your heart. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. And this morning, if you are here, if you are listening to this, access to God's best starts with making a decision that, Lord, I'm not going to live my life for myself anymore. I'm going to live for you in the mighty name of Jesus. And so if you don't know the Lord Jesus, but you want to know him, let us pray with you this morning to bring you into a lifelong relationship with Jesus. Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is a relationship with the Father and his family. Oh Lord, we give you praise. Oh Lord, we give you praise. Oh, if you are listening to this or if you're here, just say, Lord Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. I believe you were raised from the dead. Take my life and do something with it. Oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that the love of God will be made real to you today. And may everything work together for your good. Let's all say this together. Father, we love you. Our lives are in your hands. We give you our hearts. We give you our lives. And thank you. You loved us. You loved us first. We pray in the name of Jesus that as we abide in you and you in us, we will experience your miracles, your goodness, your love in the mighty name of Jesus. May God overwhelm you with his love. May you see his goodness. May every negative circumstance of your life turn around in the name of Jesus. As you have made a choice to love him. As you have made a choice to serve him. May there be a turnaround. May others see a difference in your life. May you fill your mouth with a testimony this week concerning that situation in the name of Jesus. This month may you see turn around in Jesus' mighty name. May God bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you and give you his peace, his shalom, nothing missing and nothing broken. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said a big amen. About you, I'm like Peter, James, and John. Let's build 3 tabernacles here and stay here. Thank you.
We trust this podcast was a blessing. Subscribe for more messages like these. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, we would love to hear from you. Email us at info@wordmissionchurchinternational.org. We will love to equip you in daily walk, so sign up for daily devotionals and encouragement at www.wordmissionchurchinternational.org. You may reach us at 719-235-5535 or write us at P.O. Box 15883, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80935.